Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Are the focus of our conversation. What would the world be like if we didn't have any people to talk about, right? It would just be you and me, Jennifer. Jennifer Horn here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Kara Schillen is at the controls. I used to say whoever was there, Kara, was manning the controls. You know that expression, manning the controls? But how can you say that when there's a woman doing it? What's the ambidextrous way of referring, she's in charge of or at the technical center of the program, but there's...
I'm womaning the show, I'm running the show.
Womaning, I like that. All right, so let's get to it. Issues of the day. One of the issues that we have that brings us around to trouble, far better to see it as something that's an opportunity, but because of all of the, I think, computerized things in the world... And I'm just talking about a certain breach that always every day goes. There wasn't a day go by, right? There isn't some kind of an announcement of a breach of your credit card here and there. So how do we deal with matters of privacy? You're investigating that, Jennifer. What did you come up with?
Well, in California, look, I am a California resident and very critical about some of the stuff that our state gets wrong, which happens more often than not. But I'm woman enough to tell you when something happens where they actually get it right. There is a landmark privacy law that's going into effect in California. It starts on January 1st. That's going to allow California residents to find out what a company knows about them and then get it deleted if they want to. They'll also be able to stop the company selling that information that they might have on you. And this matters because as California goes, so does the rest of the nation, and this could effectively become the framework for a national privacy law, since companies that are racing to comply with it may give privileges to non-Californians too. So if they want to operate with California, they change their practices across the board. And this is sort of now many companies believing that this is going to be a when, not an if, basically, when thinking about consumers and their information, because they're going to have to comply with California law to work with California consumers, that the rest of the country will also get the benefit of that, and that eventually this could be made official on a national level. And I think it's important because I think if many of us knew what companies collected on us and what they hold on to and then what they sell to make money off of our information, I think that would actually surprise a lot of people. I think we don't give it much thought, but clearly our information is sold and it's kind of trafficked back and forth between corporations.
It's remarkable what we've given over to or given into. Maybe that's it. I've always been a real privacy. And there's a difference, by the way, between personal information. I talk about what goes on in my life because it seems to play into maybe lessons that people can learn from my experiences, and you maybe do the same thing. But that's different. Personal info versus private information is different. And the privacy concerns that we have, there are no secrets, and I don't mean secrets in a negative sense, but there are some things about anybody that ought to be private, that this person, he or she should feel comfortable in knowing that she or he is the only one who knows that about him or herself. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I mean that
it's not even like listening to conversations. This is your financial information that's sold to like really get
people driven usually.
Focus in on you. And you know, I remember being here with you. I think this was years ago when I actually discovered the site Spokio. Do you remember that?
No.
There is a website.
You can find a lot of stuff on Spokio.
Really?
Yeah. This is what is so disturbing. And most people that I tell about, I've never even heard about it. Spokio is a site where you can type in someone's name, and it will tell you, it'll tell them who you are, what your birthday is, those specifics, probably where you went to school, who you're married to,
who you've
been married to in the past.
Somebody's looked S-P-O-K-E-O.
Yeah, I don't think that you know if somebody looks at you.
No, it's not like you get any kind of notification if someone looks
you
up. And it
tells you what your housing price is.
So here's what comes up when I put Spokio in. Among the 10 best background check sites, but there are all of these. There are tons of these.
But you can actually remove yourself from Spokio if you want to. But no one knows that they're up there to remove themselves. So that's the problem about a lot of
this. So if you put in your own name, though. What happens if you put in your own name?
If you put in your own name and you find something, you can click and say, this is me, I want it removed.
Uh-huh. Really?
Okay. I've done that because I don't want my address out there floating around. And you'd be surprised.
There's another company called People Looker. I was looking at some of these other publicrecords.com. Look at these places.
Yeah, and I think Jen's right when she says a lot of people would be surprised, because I remember I was on Twitter a few weeks ago, and there was a guy who's just doing kind of a funny trend of saying, like, you know, what three famous people do you share your birthday with that you're surprised about? And some people didn't want to do it because they didn't want to put their birth date out on the Internet, except those people don't realize their birthday is already out there. I'm sure found their name, I could just go to their Facebook page.
Cubing.
And people don't make it private. You can see so much information about people that they don't realize is out there.
Yeah. Right.
That's why I said whether you're going to do it or not, you know?
Yeah. Right. And then that's what back to personal versus private stuff. I see, by the way, speaking of that, Randy Quaid is going to run against Adam Schiff.
Well, he's thinking about it.
Well, Adam Schiff is doing some stiff competition in the movie. Yeah.
He does. He just like breezes through all the time. And he's got Eric Early as a Republican running against him, and he ran for Secretary of State, but he was not able to win that position. So hopefully a better chance against Adam Schiff, but you need someone with a brand name. I say bring it on with Randy Quaid. Why not?
His slogan at the moment isn't the drain of the swamp. It is to clean out the SHITT.
As he did in Christmas Vacation.
Mommy, what is that all about? Okay, so anyway, that's the deal. The Census Bureau says income inequality in our country is the highest in 50 years. I don't even know what this is about. I mean, this is for years and years. I mean, this is a made-up, phony, baloney issue as far as I'm concerned. You have an opportunity, you are what you are, and if you take advantage of it, there are plenty of people who say, oh, blacks don't have the same opportunities as whites do. Well, you know what, I can tell you a lot of black people who are very successful, and I can tell you a lot of white people I know who are very unsuccessful. So it goes deeper than that, more than I want to get into at the moment. My spiritual belief is that we all make our choices before we come back to life. Life continues, and most of us have been here many times, some longer than others. Old souls is the reference often that's used. But here we have the Census Bureau, who says income inequality is a big problem. U.S. has a big economic expansion, so why can't everybody take advantage of it? Because you don't have the same, sometimes, drive. You don't have the same quality. Just because your color of your skin is something doesn't mean that you're better or worse at something than somebody else. Have white men ruled for too long? Yeah. Yes. There's not an equivocation in my voice that there's too much of the good old boy gang. I'm not talking about people who have it or don't. In terms of qualities, the capable things that either allow them to get ahead or keep them from getting ahead. But there are a lot of people who have taken advantage of the situation, let's say. Let's see, the gap between rich and poor is highest in Arkansas, Alabama, California, Kansas, Nebraska, New Hampshire, New Mexico, Texas, and Virginia. In California, I would say yes, I can see that because you see examples of it all over the street. This report also says the median household income has gone over $63,000. God, I can remember not long ago, Carol, we were talking about it being 48, 44, 34. I remember when it was 28. So it's really gone up. and something that hasn't gone up much in the last year. So what does that mean? The interest rate is low. Prices on most commodities haven't gone up much in the last year or so, so that goes hand in hand with not having much disparity in the difference between what it cost to buy things in 2017 versus 2018. The positive side of this report, the poverty rate has fallen nationally, as well as in several states, New York, Los Angeles, Chicago. Poverty rate's gone down. You can't, I don't know if you can convince me of that in Los Angeles. Economists who competed on the report said the increase in the gap could be attributed to a few factors, including stagnant wages, decline of organized labor. That's their own damn fault. You know, again, back to the business about labor and who's zooming who here. The labor movement has suffered because of the political connections and policies of the people who run the labor unions. And in many instances, certainly not, I don't know about now, but during when I was, I go back to the Jimmy Hoffa era, when organized labor was so crooked, and that's what really destroyed the movement, in part. Tax policies, you know, we know about that. All right, so I hope you're better off this year than you were last year. That'd be my wish for you. At 20, where are we? 18 past the hour.
GEICO presents Monster Counseling.
Dracula, tell me how you're feeling.
No one understands how lonely it is. No one will even let me into their house. I knock and I knock, but they ignore me.
Uh-huh. What else?
I look in the mirror and I don't even see myself anymore.
If you don't see yourself clearly, can you really expect others to?
I'm having a breakthrough.
It's not easy to be a vampire. But with GEICO, it's super easy to switch and save hundreds on your car insurance. Staples is more than a place you go to make copies.
It's where a conversation with an associate sparked the idea for my business card to double as a coupon. And it's where I go to reach potential customers with custom postcards.
Staples can help make your big ideas bigger ideas. And right now, when you make a select print and marketing services purchase, you receive 20% off your next order. Staples, for your business printing and beyond. In-store only, ends 11/9/19. Exclusions apply. See staples.com/print20 for details.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. Moyamoya disease is a rare disorder that affects blood vessels at the base of the brain.
The large vessels, the pipes that go to the brain, get narrow and small.
Dr. Bernard Bendock says the brain compensates by increasing blood flow in smaller nearby vessels.
But that ability of the brain to compensate reaches a tipping point.
And that increases the risk for stroke and loss of cognitive function.
Sometimes we can reverse that loss and improve things for a patient.
Dr. Bendock says one innovative procedure creates a connection between the scalp and the brain.
We make an opening in the bone and lay the scalp tissue onto the brain so that the vessels in the scalp tissue can now grow into the brain. Additionally, we can take a scalp artery and do a direct connection between that artery and a superficial brain vessel. So the brain can actually promote its own wellness by growing new vessels.
Dr. Bendock says when a patient with Moyamoya disease is treated and monitored closely, the prognosis can be excellent. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where a few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ever stay at the Hotel California on Ocean Avenue in Santa Monica, Jennifer?
I have not. Have you?
Yeah, I actually did. Plus, it's a those cool old knotty pine hotels, you know, the, kind of really cut out of an era gone by. It's fun. The album the Eagles did called Hotel California, released back in 1976, spawned a couple of number one songs, spent 8 weeks on the top of the Billboard charts, sold more than 26 million copies, in fact, in our country. Until last Friday, the Eagles had never played the album all the way through. In the first of three shows at in Las Vegas at the Grand Garden Arena, the band performed the album from front to back, followed with a greatest hit set and had the audience at the sold-out 13,000-seat arena on its feet, as you can imagine. While the Eagles have not announced any plans to play the album in its entirety on a tour, fans are hopeful the overwhelming response to this event will give them more dates. The band listed as Don Henley, Joe Walsh, and Timothy B. Schmidt, with Deacon Frey and Vince Gill. Vince Gill took over the lead vocals on Try and Love Again, Take It to the Limit, and Glenn Frey's son, Deacon, carried on his father's legacy on Take It Easy and Peaceful, Easy Feeling, which is their best song, I think. That's the one I like. But there's so many great ones in here. The usually reserved Don Henley told the crowd, "We're crusty old veterans, but you have touched our hearts." The show clocked in at over 3 hours and 20 minutes. Wow.
Yikes.
Yep. One of the longest shows the Eagles have ever played, so they get their money's worth there. I'd like to go. I'd go see that. I would go see that show. I would. Yep.
I
know
you won't. Yep. I would, yep, go. I would
go and take a nap in the middle of it.
Would you?
You need to.
I like so the Eagles, but that's a long show.
Yeah.
This is the kid. This is Deacon's voice.
No, this is the original.
No, it's not.
Okay. Well, It's not Deacon. I don't know who it is then.
It's not the original. I'd like to know who that was, though. That's interesting. All right, so there we have it, 26 after the latest on the Eagles. Let's move on into the land of Huey Lewis and the news. Or as my daughter used to say, Huey Lewis and the Lewis. First new song in 10 years for Huey Lewis. This is a song called Her Love Is Killing Me. People identify with this. Not only is this song, Her Love Is Killing Me, the band's first release since 2010, Soulsville, it's the first preview of new material since Huey Lewis was diagnosed with Meniere's disease last year, rendering him unable to perform live because he can't hear anything. That's what Meniere's disease is. You all know what Meniere's disease is. My father had it. You can't lose your balance and you can't hear. Song will be featured on Huey Lewis's as-yet-to-be-untitled 10th studio album, which will be released next year, just in time for their 40th anniversary.
So he can still sing with it, he just can't perform?
Well, I think he can sing. I'm not sure how out on the road.
It's gotta be hard when you can't
how
hear.
They would do that. Right, unless you can get the sense from... Rush Limbaugh had a similar problem, but he had a cochlear ear implant, and they can you can
Doesn't
revive
his cause from drug use.
Limbaugh's?
Yeah, was it from the OxyContin? No,
yeah.
Limbaugh.
No, yeah, Limbaugh lost his hearing because of abuse of drugs. But in Huey Lewis's case, I don't know about Huey, what caused it. I know what happened. My father got it because he was a boxer and a wrestler and got his head banged around so many times that in later life it took its toll on his inner ear, and that's what this is about. So let's hold a good thought for Huey Lewis as he releases his next new song, 28 After the Hour.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines the prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. Sure beats paying for an in-office doctor's appointment, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need to deal with awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or tear up the streets in a Durango. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealer now and save. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 9/30/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Democrats have now subpoenaed Rudy Giuliani, the president's personal lawyer, who was at the heart of Trump's efforts to get Ukraine to investigate political rival Joe Biden's family. That was after one of Trump's staunchest defenders, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, has now said he would have no choice but to consider articles of impeachment if the House approves them. Democrats moved aggressively against Giuliani, requesting by October 15th text messages, phone records, and other communications that they referred to as possible evidence.
Schools in Montana took their earliest snow days in history after a blizzard dumped several feet of snow, while plunging temperatures threatened crops across other parts of the Rocky Mountains in an unusually early blast of wintry weather. Freeze warnings are in effect in parts of Utah and Idaho, and temperatures are expected to drop into the lower teens in each of those states, as well as Montana, in the overnight hours. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How do you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
To adjust your tinfoil and move ahead. This is, I don't know if we're moving ahead or not. DJV, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, Victoria doesn't feel well, doesn't have a voice today, so she's not with us. When I say moving ahead, I wonder sometimes you see all of this stuff back and forth, the Sunday morning so-called news shows, and they're all about the same thing, Jennifer. It's the same impeachment. Get them!
Right.
Yeah. And I don't know who this Stephen Miller is. I was trying to figure him out.
He's an aide for President Trump and actually a former resident of one of your hometowns, Santa Monica.
Really?
We call that one of your hometowns because you used to live there.
Yeah. I'll be back there. I'm moving back in that direction this year. Matter of fact, I like Santa Monica. Of all the places I've lived and have had residency in Los Angeles County. Santa Monica is my favorite place. It is the craziest place, but it's also, that's
they call it the energy. People's Republic of Santa Monica.
Yeah, I mean, I know there's nothing like Warren Eckstein. I talk about this. He lives in Santa Monica, too. Has no connection to the political realities of living in the community. But it's like a lot of these other things. Just because you're an actor and you live in L.A., John Voight is a good example of this. I think I've only seen him once, and that was when I was with you at that horse show that Shatner does. He and Shatner are friends, right? Aren't they?
I don't know. I don't remember seeing him there.
Do you know what Shatner's politics are?
Uh-huh. They're not lined up with mine, certainly.
Okay. Wow.
I mean, he's Canadian, so he always says, I'm Canadian. He doesn't give away his politics.
Yeah,
much,
okay. Well, that's good. That's probably the
I'd say he's consistent with Hollywood. How about that?
Yeah, okay. There you go. So, Chris Wallace trying to grill Miller. He kept asking him a question, asking him. He says, how about just answering the question? And so, but the questions are all the same. It doesn't make any difference who's asking them. It's all about the whistleblower report and what's Congress going to do. And it's such nonsense. It really is. I mean, even if you're, no matter what side of the fence you're on, this is utter nonsense.
Well, especially a year out from a presidential
election.
Of course. If you don't like him, beat him. I mean, I think that's kind of what a lot of people are thinking. Like, why take the country through all of this? It does nothing but divide us more.
Right. All right. So now some things that are related to all the hoopla. The special envoy to Ukraine has resigned because of the so-called scandal involving the conversation between our president and their president. His name was Kurt Volker, been the U.S. special envoy to Ukraine last couple of years. Met with Secretary of State Pompeo, and after that, Pompeo must have said, get your butt out of that chair, and we're going to replace you.
You're out.
Somebody had to, some had to go. Somebody had to take the fall. Volker's name came up with the complaint that alleged the president pressured the Ukrainian president to investigate Joe Biden. The complaint has been all over the place. You know, that's one of the things that I find most annoying about the news media, by the way. The repetition of the same story. The reason they're doing this is because, well, doesn't everybody know that? If you're paying attention to the story in the first place, chances are you know what the reason for the story being there is. That's one of the, I don't know, it's such a, isn't it funny how I am about that sort of thing? It really annoys me. And, you know, the old expression is they say whatever annoys you about other people is what annoys you about yourself, which is other people you don't see in yourself.
Well,
so?
It's insulting, I think, to our intelligence when the news media uses just a regurgitation of talking points. I get
it's
annoyed.
It's not news.
Right. I
not
get annoyed because, look, I don't ever claim to be a journalist at this point because I give my opinion on a lot of stuff, but
right.
I did go to school for journalism, and it irks me when you can read and see the, like, just the bias that is just rumbling through what's supposed to be hard news. And, you know, it used to be that the New York Times and CNN and all of these places were like that was like the head of journalism. And now you can look at the headlines on their TV screen or in their newspaper and you can figure out what their bias is. And it's unfortunate because I think we could count on one hand the number of, like, hard news reporters that are out there that don't actually try to demonstrate their bias. And it's hard to put them together.
Get the facts instead of somebody else. And what bothers me also, this is why I don't watch any television news, because you'll say, oh, it's time for local news, first, fast, and factual. And then they start off with a headline or the first story is about Trump. It's not local. That's a national story. Nothing to do with local. None. Zero. Boris Johnson could soon be under the scrutiny of police because of his friendship with an American businesswoman. Boring Boris, maybe not so boring after all. He gave Jennifer Arcuri and her company, supposedly, an unfair advantage while he was the City of London's mayor, allowing him to join her on international trade missions and get funds that she otherwise would not have received. So he's not married? Is he not married? Boris Johnson or is
I don't know.
He was before. He has a girlfriend now who's like 15, 20 years younger than him or something. He was married for a while, but I think that ended a few years ago.
But his wife didn't like his girlfriend.
I guess not.
Must be. How old is Boris Johnson?
I don't know. In his 60s or 70s, I think.
Is he? Okay. And his girlfriend is how much? 15, 20 years younger than he is?
No biggie. Right?
I'm doing some research. Okay, so good. he's only 55, so I think I think his girlfriend's in her 30s or something like that.
Okay.
And pretty bad. She's 31 and he's 55. Not really. So the age between them is almost as old as I am. So
what would be the reason for someone liking a fellow like that? Is it his looks? Is it his personality? Is it his position? Is it he's just a wonderful human being?
You know, I can't speak for this woman because I don't know. But in some of the relationships I've seen where a much younger woman is with an older man, they are with them for security. They're with them for that what they bring to the table. And then all of a sudden they realize that those people are going to get old, and then they hightail it out of there, which unfortunately I've seen more than once.
Yep. Well, I've seen that here and there. So anyway, John, just one more thing on the ladder of reasons that Boris could be hitting the road pretty soon. The watchdog group that found this, the connection, said it will take time to assess whether a further investigation is necessary. There you go. Okay, boring Boris. And what's the latest in Brexit? Is there anything that is new on the horizon, different than what we've heard for 100 days or more? I don't think there's anything new there other than
they're in their final month stretch, right?
Right, one more month to the end of October. Yep. Hong Kong continues to be a hot spot. Pro-democracy demonstrations continued there. Been 17 weeks of protests. Seems like only yesterday they got together to celebrate the 5th anniversary of the Umbrella Movement. And this past weekend, tens of thousands of people turning out. So it doesn't seem that the protests are losing steam, which is, you know, a lot of times you hear about protests here in our country protesting this and that, and they just lose, they run out of energy. They have not. These demonstrations continue with 100,000, 200,000 people every time they get together. And so there's been a little bit of violence. Most of them have been peaceful. Among the key demands, protesters seeking an independent investigation into alleged police brutality in the Hong Kong Police Department. So far, the leader of Hong Kong, Carrie Lam, has resisted a formal probe. But because of this, now, this is not, he was, this person was installed by the Chinese, I believe, right? That's why there's the hoopla about him. And they but you see, that's the way the Chinese handle everything. They're just brutal. You don't like what we're doing? Bang, boom. See you later. And that was the case in Saudi Arabia. It's been the case in many authoritarian countries around the world. It's 2019. Shouldn't things be different? Yeah. Maybe they ought to be, but they aren't. But Saudi Arabia is
pro. And the question is how much in interaction the United States should have in all these places, too.
Right. Yes. Saudi Arabia opening up its doors. Oh, isn't this wonderful? To tourists from 49 countries, they announced a new visa program that will allow tourism from 49 countries, including our country, France, and China. Visas have been restricted heretofore to expats, business people, and Muslim pilgrims who go to Mecca. Access to those cities, Mecca and Medina, will remain restricted, but the government will reportedly relax its dress codes for women. Isn't that nice of them? Wow, that's swell. The visa plan.
It's a step. It's not easy to be a woman over there.
Talk about men and the good old boys network and stuff. In terms of, we were talking about the where wealth was concentrated in our country. So I just think Jamal Khashoggi, and that's what you pretty much got when it comes to the Saudis. By the way, speaking of the Middle East, I don't know why Middle East trips this, but this week and next week, very high holidays for Jewish friends and listeners. It's Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. I never remember which comes first. I think Rosh Hashanah is for the first couple of days, right? and then it's Yom Kippur at the other end. I'm pretty sure that's the situation.
Right, yep.
All right, let me check that out while we listen to a couple of important messages here on the DJV Show.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
It's iPhone season at Sprint, Polly.
Wow, that's exciting. Switch to Sprint and get
the new iPhone 11 or iPhone 11 Pro with amazing all-new camera systems. And now you can get iPhone 11
for $0 per month when you trade in your iPhone 7 or newer in any condition.
Seriously, any condition.
And with Sprint's 100% total satisfaction guarantee, you can try out the network and see the savings for yourself.
Happy iPhone season! Don't you just love that?
What's not to love?
I just love it!
Celebrate iPhone season at Sprint. Switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone 11 for $0 per month when you trade in your iPhone 7 or newer in any condition. Get yours right now at your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
iPhone 11, 64GB, $0 a month, and iPhone 11 Pro, 64GB, $12.50 a month, both after $29.17 a month credit for 18 months with Sprint Flex lease applied within two bills. Requires new line of service. Cancel early. Remain amounts due. Coverage and offer not available. Otherwise, 30-day guarantee. Select exclusions apply. 30-day activation. Taxes and restrictions apply.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
You deserve the best, and you got it on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. All right, ladies, the Savage X Fenty show.
Rihanna's lingerie line.
Right. So what do you think of it?
I thought it was amazing. I mean, what everyone said is it's what Victoria's Secret has always aimed to do and never been able to achieve.
What I got out of it, Kara, was that the Savage X show was about women and the Victoria's Secret show is about men. Is there anybody modeling this stuff that looks like you?
Yeah, I would say there were plenty of women who look like that.
There you go. 10 before the hour.
Yeah.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Into the money pit. It's time for Tom Kreitler, who's the co-host along with Leslie Segretti of that weekend show. So many people learn so much from the money pit. Listening to the program, going to the website, money pit newsletter, all of this stuff. So this is because we're into the fall season, people are wondering about gutter cleaning, gutter guards. I had my gutter viewer. The guys were working around the house, fixing up, painting a lot of areas that needed to be fixed up. Chimney paint. That's another question I want to ask you about what kind of paint to use. I just use regular paint. I thought there was mason.
Yeah.
Isn't there masonry paint for?
Well, there is. And sometimes people will put waterproof sealers on chimneys, and that's okay. But you have to make sure if you're going to put a sealer on a chimney, and frankly, I think this probably would go for paint as well. You have to use a sealer that's vapor permeable, because if you use the wrong kinds of paint, that will hold water into the chimney and not allow it to dry. And then, of course, in the winter, Doug, that moisture that's in the brick will freeze and it will spall, which is like a fancy name for cracking, where little pieces of that chimney and that brick like break off.
Mm-hmm.
So you use the right stuff.
Yes, I have white chimneys on my house, and it was that way. If I had built this house, but I wasn't around 100-some-odd years ago when it was built, I would have just left them red. But at some point along the way, I never remember this. I remember this house that I'm in now from when I was a kid, and it's always looked the same.
Yeah.
It's like Currier and Ives, one of those houses out of Currier and Ives.
Can't change the color scheme now.
No. So the guys go,
revolt.
Yes. Power washed the chimneys to get all the chips and flakes and stuff off.
Right.
And then painted it. It looks pretty nice. But I wondered, I didn't ask you, and I should have asked you before, whether there was some way of cleaning it, making sure the paint would stick, if you will. So, all right, so that's one question. not a lot of people have painted chimneys, but a lot of people have gutters, and that was the point I was making. The downspouts were all plugged. And I have gutter, and that, you know, I have gutter guards,
and still,
downspouts were plugged up. Yeah.
There's so many types of gutter guards out there, and you really have to ask yourself whether they're worth it or not. I think, you know, there's the kind that are screens. There's the kind that are like brushes. There's these foam blocks that fit in the gutters. There's nylon that fits in the gutters. And I think there are some of them that seem to work better than others, in my view. The two types that I think that do work pretty well is a type called reverse curve, which is where you have sort of an extension of your roof shingles where there's a piece of metal that goes out and curves down into the gutters, and you would think that, well, isn't the water just going to wash over that and out, and it doesn't, because it holds on to this curved, reverse curve type of gutter blocker, gutter filter, and it will ride into the gutter, but the leaves will wash off the top. So the idea is the metal pushes the leaves off the top, but the water hugs this reverse curve type of product, and the water drops into the gutter and then down the downspouts. And the other type is the mesh type. There's like a micro mesh or really fine, very fine mesh.
Yep.
That one seems to work pretty well. But here's my problem with all of these products. There's very aggressive tactics that a lot of these guys use when they're selling them, and they want to come to your house. They want to make sure that the Mr. and the Mrs. are both home. All the decision makers are there. And they really try to, you know, sell you on the dream of maintenance-free gutters rather than the cost. I've run into people like this at, say, trade shows or like home shows that are open to the public. And, you know, they'd ask me about my gutters and do I need to have guards. And I'd say, well, yeah, let me, well, you know, what do these cost? And I'd make up a house, like the simplest house I could make up. Say a ranch that's 60 feet long with four downspouts. And they'd say, well, you know, we really got to come out and see it. I'm like, why do you have to come out and see it? It's a ranch. It's got 60 feet. It's got four spouts. Why can't you tell me? Well, because we have to come out. Well, they want to get in the door, you know, so they can put on the high pressure. So don't be bothered by that kind of stuff. No,
exactly.
Stick to your guns. So I do think that some of them work, but you need to choose them very carefully.
All right. James, a listener to us in Delaware, has a problem with moisture in his attic, but it's just in his attic. I was asking about that. Remember when I said the ceilings were chipping in my bedroom?
Yeah.
He's worried he's going to get mold in his insulation. Is that something that is a possibility?
Well, it's possible if you have fiberglass insulation, right, and you don't have enough attic ventilation, then especially in the wintertime, humidity will get up into the attic space. It will condense on the underside of the roof sheathing, and it will drip down, get the insulation wet, which makes it ineffective. And in the worst-case scenarios, it can drip down and sort of puddle on your ceilings. Now, if you have spray foam insulation, you will never have that problem, because spray foam insulation does not require any ventilation whatsoever. It basically turns the entire attic space into a conditioned space. But with fiberglass, you absolutely need to improve ventilation.
All right. Kind and strong words from Tommy the Kid.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.